One of the leading men in the body of Christ today in the United States came here one time with four of his men that are involved in their construction endeavors to come and understudy how we do it here from America. From America. They are beginning to stream down to your businesses to come and find out how it is done here. By this anointing, the Lord will open your eyes to where the well of water is. He said, if you get this wisdom, it's all you need. You don't need all those funny Nigerian crazy connections. He said, it shall promote you. Huh? A crown of glory shall she deliver to you, and an ornament of grace. I read from Job 28, as we are rounding up. Job 28 and verse 7. There is a path which no fowl knoweth, and which the vulture's eye hath not seen. I'd like you to open to that. And verse 8. The lion's webs have not trodden it, and the fierce lion passed by it. But this path putteth forth his hand upon the rock. He overturneth the mountains by the root. He levels out obstacles as if they are not real. He cutteth out rivers among the rocks. He gets results from impossible areas. Areas that people think impossible to get results from, he gets results from it. He cuts out rivers among the rocks. And his eyes seeth every precious thing. This wisdom opens you to the precious things around you that you have been blinded to over the years. Look at what he says. He said, he blinded the floods from overflowing, and the thing that is hid bringeth it forth to light. Verse 12, but where shall this kind of wisdom be found, and where is the place of this kind of understanding? Man knoweth not the price thereof, neither is it found in the land of the living. So there's a dimension of wisdom that is not obtainable on the earth. Go to Harvard School of Business. Go to Covenant University. Outside the values that they stand upon that connects them with divinity, it is not found in the land of the living. The depth saith, it is not in me. The philosophers of Greek say we don't have it. And the sea saith, it is not with me. The rich say we don't even know where it is. It cannot be gotten for gold, neither shall the silver be weighed for the price of it. It cannot be valued with the gold of Ophir, with the precious onyx, or the sapphire. The gold and the crystal cannot equal it, and the exchange of it shall not be for jewels of fine gold. No mention shall be made of coral or pierce, for the price of wisdom is above rubies. The topaz of Ethiopia shall not equal it, neither shall it be valued with pure gold. Whence then cometh this kind of wisdom? Verse 20. And where is the place of this kind of understanding? Saying that it is hid from the eyes of all living and kept close from the fowls of the air. Destruction and death say, we have heard the fame thereof with our ears. It could not destroy Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We've heard of it before. God understandeth the way thereof. Verse 23. There is the wisdom of God that is still operating on the earth today. Receive your portion in the name of Jesus. God understandeth the way thereof, and he knoweth the place thereof. For he looketh to the ends of the earth, and seeth under the whole heaven, to make the weight for the wind, and he weareth the waters by measures. When he made decree for the rain, and a way for the lightning of the thunder, then did he see it, and declare it. He prepared it. Yea, he searched it out and presented it to us as the word of God, the Holy Bible. And unto man he said, behold, here is the key. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Can I hear you shout a living amen? God gathered this and packaged it and delivered it back to man and said, hey, this is the master key to a world of unending exploit. Look at it. Take it. Here is it. Hold it. That's it. Won't you be happy to know today that everything that this ministry is worth is as generated by the revelation, applied revelation from this book. Everything. Everything. This thing is generated from this. It became flesh and turned to microphone. It became flesh and turned to the Faith Tabernacle. It became flesh and turned to Covenant University. It became flesh and turned to about 300 buses. It became flesh and turned to Faith Academy. It became flesh and generated obvious results. The world became flesh and turned a poor village boy to a man sought after around the world. The world became flesh. The word became flesh. That is the wisdom of God imprint. And your depth of insight in this book determines your ultimate height in the journey of life. How much of the insight of this book you apply determines the kind of height you scale in the journey of life. That is it. What is contained here is not found anywhere in the world. There is no school of knowledge that has any information that is near this in quality. Therefore, by this anointing, I see you gain an unusual entrance into the treasure house of heaven. Years ago, I was in Port Harcourt, and the chief judge of the state then, he's gone to be with the Lord now. After our seminar, we drove in the car together on his invitation so we could have dinner together. And while we're in the car, he said, "Brother David," I said, "Sir." He said, "Tell me, where did you get this electric brain from?" Say with me, "Electric brain." "I see your system electrify from this service." "I see your mental faculty electrify by the anointing from this service." "I see your mental faculty electrify by this anointing." "I see your mental faculty electrify by this anointing." That is the wisdom of God for you. That is the wisdom of God for you. It will take your kiosk and turn it to a big shopping mall. It will take your shopping mall and turn it to a network of shopping malls in the nation. It will take your little restaurant and turn it to a major industry of eatery in the nation. They will franchise your products to other nations of the world. That is what the wisdom of God does. So when you receive the spirit of wisdom, you become a candidate for enlargement. When you receive what? The spirit of wisdom, you become a candidate for enlargement. I'll tell you my story and then we'll be set to pray. When the Lord called me, I had only one need. Every other one was irrelevant to me. "Lord, give me wisdom." And all my close associates then knew. I never prayed for shoes. I never prayed for coat. Man, I've never prayed for a car in my life. I've never. One day I was driving my Beetle on my way to Kaduna. And then a trailer came. And you know, Beetle is very light. And there's no engine in front. So the wind of the trailer, anytime you come across one that is going on speed, it will move your car a little. And I said, "Oh, if I have a heavier car, this journey will be better off." I just said that in my mind. I didn't do nothing. I didn't say pray. It is that same week that car was changed. That same week. And I said, "God, won't you even wait for somebody to pray before you answer?" I'd only wished. It was not the car to drive. It was the mission to accomplish. It was the mission to accomplish. So I began praying for wisdom 26 months. And then the Lord said to me, when I was about stepping out in the full-time ministry, he said, "My son, I will not have you go like others have gone. I will have hands laid on you after the order of Joshua." In Deuteronomy 34 verse 9. And Joshua was filled with the spirit of wisdom because Moses had laid his hands on him. Because it was an answer to my craving. I wasn't asking for power and position and expansion. I needed what it takes to walk the walk and walk it acceptably to God. I needed wisdom that will not disappoint God in the process of doing it. And he came and answered me and said, "My son, I will have hands laid on you so you won't go like others have gone and are roaming about the streets, and you'll be filled with the spirit of wisdom." And I tell you, men and brethren, I felt the deposit when the hands were laid on me. That deposit has been increasing in value day by day till now. I'd like you to look forward.
that as this oil comes on your head, there will be a release of that deposit of the spirit of wisdom. That 25 years from now, if Jesus tarries, you'll still be telling the story. If that is you, let me hear your loudest amen.
Sometimes ago, we were buying a property in Abuja, and it's quite a number of acres, maybe about 700 acres. So when they began negotiating for that property, the owners of the property said, there are only two churches in Nigeria that can try that, either Catholic or Winners. Catholic or what? And so our asset is measuring with Catholics. Do you know how old Catholic is? Because I know many of you are Catholics. Many of our fathers were Catholics, and their fathers were Catholics. And through wisdom is a house built, and by understanding is established. Everybody has been saying you roaming and going up and down, going up and down. There is nowhere to lay your head. There is nowhere for the establishment to stay. You are renting forever, renting today, renting next year, the year after. Abba. With the deposit of today, order will be set to your financial management. Another campus of Covenant University is springing gradually. We've just acquired another property, another land, 2 kilometers by 10 kilometers. Wake up! The wisdom of God in Joseph prescribed an undeniable solution to a national problem. How can he not provide solution to your own situation? Joseph came out of the prison to show the nation the way forward. How can you be free on the street and not still know the way out? That's why after today's deposit, you will not go in circles anymore. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy gettings, get understanding. Shall we give the Lord a big, big hand? Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. In the name of Jesus. Can I have see you choir sing this song? It's the same God. Same God, the same glory. Please get seated. I'd like us to drink in something this morning. As this oil comes on your head, it is a new day, a new dawn altogether. See you choir now sing that song. It's the same God. I'm sure this house would like to know that we have delegates that register from 12 different nations. That includes delegates from Germany, from Cote d'Ivoire, from Jamaica, from Ghana, from Congo Brazzaville, from Sierra Leone, from South Africa, from United Kingdom, from Kenya, from Benin Republic, from United States of America, from Cameroon. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. All foreign delegates after this service, please make your way through to the church secretariat, and I will have a brief time with you before you go back. Praise the Lord. All foreign delegates, please be there. And before the choir sings, please note that the workshops from the materials I got on my table is a compendium of books and resource materials and experiences that were put together by the facilitators. And we have devised an electronic means of sending it to only registered people. Wisdom therefore demands that if you have not registered, you go to registration center after this meeting and register. You can access the materials that we have for you, and much more so to show your covenant responsibility. That's very important. Those materials will help start you up. I saw one thing on Ororobo's table many years ago. And what is it? We don't make small plans here. Just one little thing. We do not make small plans here. Now, from that time, I don't enjoy small plans just by citing it. There are things you cite and they spark off your insight. So don't miss the opportunity of seeing pictures that can add more color to your future. Ensure you get those materials. They are well-researched materials and they will be a lot of blessing to you. And number three, all the tapes of this meeting, you will hear me tomorrow morning. Every living winner that wants to stay alive must look for the tapes. I felt God's unusual hand throughout the meetings and on all the speakers. And what I did for you this morning is Breaking New Grounds, part 7. So you have loads of materials that will help in practically, strategically enlarging your coast. Don't miss it for anything. Daniel was gifted by God, like you are going to be gifted this morning, but he boosted the gifting by readings. By what? Hand was laid on me about 25 years ago and had bought so much books into my library and have read so much into my brain that the hand laid on me now keeps on having value. So the anointing will only answer you're taking responsibility of adding more wood into the fire so the fire can keep burning high. So you need readings to keep the unction flowing and for the enlargement to be unending. You need readings. And I would like for everyone that is here, if you can grab a copy if you don't have one, Anointing for Exploits is all about engaging the Holy Spirit in enlarging your coast in your various pursuits. And quite a number of materials here. Maximize Destiny, you can look out for that. Understanding Financial Prosperity, not just buy and put on your shelf, but buy to decorate your mind so you can command more results. Understanding the Power of Praise, Exploits of Faith. My wife wrote this book, Delivered or Rescued from Destruction. It's a material that keeps the devil where he belongs. It will not tread over your life as your master anymore. And then walk in the newness of life and winning invisible battles, which you are confronted with night and day. And then for those who are in ministry, Exploits in Ministry, Signs and Wonders Today. One of us was diagnosed for cancer. And he came down, and I opened to him 245, page 245 of this book, and gave it to him because his body was reading with cancer according to specialists in London. And I felt God's power so strong. So and I told him, I said, go get through these materials here, and the same God that did it for them will do it for you. And I called one of the testifiers here to speak to him. There was fire from heaven, walking in dominion. And then the wisdom that works, and we bless God, we're talking about wisdom this morning, and winning the war against poverty and possessing your possessions. These materials are all there to help keep you on fire in the school of wisdom, which gives you your place in the school of enlargement. Jesus is Lord. It's the same God that walked in Joseph, that walked in Joshua, by the operation of His Spirit that is working in you this morning. Let's give Jesus a big, big hand of praise. Amen. It's time to be anointed into your realms of enlargement. And whatever may be standing on the way of your enlargement, whether it be a generational curse, a spear cast by the wicked, every such barrier is giving way this morning. The wisdom to manage your dreams, manage the visions you have received, so you don't become a victim of the visions that God is giving, it's coming on you this morning. Every yoke of the wicked that will make your enlargement impossible, like sickness and disease, because it takes strength to command exploits. It takes wellness to enjoy greatness, because every greatness is accompanied with great responsibility. He said, those who do know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. He told Joshua, be strong. You need stamina. Every star requires stamina to shine. You need stamina. I got to bed 10 minutes to 4 a.m. this morning. And I got out of bed 6:30 to get ready for you. And I'm ready to go. You need stamina. You need stamina. That's why the seven spirits of God includes the spirit of might. As this anointing comes on you, every weakness is destroyed in the name of Jesus. A body as he prepared for me. I decree that by this anointing today, your prepared body shall come alive. In case you don't know, he said at redemption, there was a spiritual mind transplant. So right now, you don't have a human mind, you have the mind of the resurrected Christ. Which gives you the capacity to function at the frequency of Christ's reasoning. By this anointing, I see that mind of Christ in you come alive again. You will remember today, 10 years' time if Jesus tarries, that this was the day of your new beginning. You are standing on a ground of ever-increasing enlargement. Therefore, from today, unending enlargement becomes your portion. You are standing on a ground where every year is a plus on the previous. Therefore, from this day, by the anointing of the Holy Spirit and the baptism of the Spirit of wisdom, every year from today shall be a plus on the previous in your life. We have never known a better yesterday in this ministry, and that validates our claim of God's agenda of unending enlargement. Therefore, from today, in your various business endeavors and in your life as an individual, you shall never know again a better yesterday. Please come up here. Something prophetic is happening to you. Today is marking the dawn of a new day in your life and business. This life has been connected to mine for many years, and I've watched grace grow. And I saw that grace growing stronger. And I saw him walk in the fullness of my shoes. Now, you see, listen to me. You can't follow and not be made. He said, follow me and I will make you. How many of you were touched supernaturally last night? I've never told you this. My great friends that come into our meetings once and again have testified that you feed them. Amen. Life is designed for increase and growth. Every living thing shows is alive by growing. Growth is one of the characteristics of living things. And the Bible said, he that wanders away from the path of understanding, he shall abide in the congregation of the dead. So nothing kills business than lack of understanding. And by this anointing today, the evidence of life will forever be seen in your endeavors. There are many times I will say a thing and that will be what he has put in his notes to say. There are many things he will say a thing and that's what is in my note to say. If you don't have any more than I have, the world will not forget that you came to this world. This morning as I lead you in this anointing session, I'd like you to know that God gave this to me for this generation. I walked into areas no man ever walked into. By divine access. This is not a franchise, it's a resource. And I'd like you to know this morning that this oil comes on you except God has not sent me. What has been declared will come to pass in your life. When this deposit came from heaven, Satan was jittery, he was vibrating, he was shivering. He was restless.
Everybody said, this must be the devil. He said, say it more, we'll soon stop. As they were saying it, I was shouting it louder. The dead were coming from the grave. The deaf were hearing. The cripples are walking. And they are still walking. Every crippled business is healed today. Every dead and dying businesses comes alive again today. You saw my sons in the ministry that came in to minister during this event. The same fire